Shalom Pei, corresponding to Bavli Zvochim, Daf Ayin Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Vav Mod Aleph, at the first Mishnah on the page. Ein poichin la'aniyim begoyrin mechatzi kav chitim bekav soirim. When we not give the poor less than half a kav of wheat and half a kav of barley from the threshing floor. Rav Meir oimer chatzi kav v'chetzi kusmin bekav goygris oimana devela. Rav Meir says there's half a kav of barley, a kav and a half of spelt, a kav of dried figs, or a mana of pressed chicks. Rabbi Kiva Omer Pras. Rabbi Kiva says no, half a mana of pressed figs. One must give half a log of wine. Rabbi Kiva Omer Revi'is. Rabbi Kiva says no, a quarter of a log. Revi'is Shemen. The Gemara says. Rabbi Kiva says an eighth of a log. Kolapeiros Amar Abba Shol Kadesh Sheyimachem V'Yikach Behen Mazon Shtei Sudeis. As for all other produce, Abba Shol says he has to give enough that the poor man could sell them and have enough money to buy two meals. And the Gemara says Tani Rova Oyez. Uchle tavlin yerek shloishes kaven chavuvim chatzelog yain revius shemen asar agoyzim chamisha afalsekim shnei b'moynim ve'esreg echad. The Baisa says that a quarter of kav, which is 6 eggs worth of rice, an uchle, which is an eighth of a litre of spices, a litre of vegetables, 3 kav of carobs, half a log of wine, a revius of oil, 10 nuts, 5 peaches, 2 pomegranates, and 1 esreg. This is the Baisa's teaching of what needs to be given. My time of Ochl Bisharecha Vesaveyu, 10 lay Kadei Savoy. What's the reason for this? Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Pek, Chafav Pasuk Yud Beis, so that they can eat in your cities and be satisfied, given the amount he needs to be satisfied for 2 meals. Chizkia Shal Avoy, Mina Elaine Shiraya. Chizkia asked his father, what's the source for all these amounts? Amalei, his father answered him, Ahein Surawa Samach Dab Dabarta. There's a small pebble to support a large tree, means there's no explicit process to support this. The Chacham evaluated, this is what needs to be given to satisfy the poor. Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Yosef Kaimei, Rebbe, Ruhu Amar Taiman, Ruhu Sasa, Amar Taiman, Ruhu Sasa, Amalei, Laikulan, Mistor, Ela, Me, Bni. Rabbi Chananya was sitting in front of Rebbe. Rebbe was giving reasons for these amounts, and Rabbi Chananya was rejecting them. Rebbe said, it's not a sign of strength to destroy, it's a sign of strength to build. Amar Mana, Tanya Abba Litra, and Rav Manna says another Baisa teaches that he must give 4 litra of vegetables. Amar Rebbe Elazar, Chen La'eruv, Elazar says all of these amounts apply to an Eruv, that when one is making an Eruv, 2 meals worth of food must be used. Amar Rebbe Chinna, Hadad Atema, Ve'yayin, Amar Beshemen, Ma'arvin, Mazin, Shtei Sudois, Tani Ma'arvin, Ve'chemetz, Mazin, Shtei Sudois. Rebbe Chinna said that this statement applies to the wine, but for oil, a revius is not required, only the amount that the person uses for 2 meals. Rabbi Yimya, B'shem B'shmul, Barav Yitzhak, Kadei Litbol, B'yerek, HaNe'echal, should say, Shtei Sudois. Rabbi Yimya, quoting B'shmul, Barav Yitzhak, said that enough oil is to be able to dip the vegetables eaten at 2 meals. Rabbi Yitzhak, Anusha, Amar, Kaimu, Rabbi Zeira, B'shem, Debei, Rabbi Yanai, Afunin, Chayim, Ma'arvin, Mahen, Mazen, Shtei Sudois. Rabbi Yitzhak, Anusha, said to Rabbi Zeira that Bei Rabbi Yanai taught that 2 meals worth of raw beans can be used for an Eruv. It means Nitzuchalu Rimeya, Shlaitoma Hoyo, Behen Masrichim, Esaped. And this is needed to be said because of the opinion of Rimeya, who says that onions may not be used for an Eruv, because his rule is that anything that must be cooked or prepared in order to be eaten cannot be used. One might think that this also applies to uncooked beans, since it causes bad breath when it's eaten uncooked. The Rabbianite statement rules that uncooked beans may be used. Ein Ma'arvin Behen Dag Meliach, Ma'arvin by Basa Meliach, Ma'arvin by Basa Chai, Tanina. One may not use salted fish for an Eruv, but one may use salted meat, as we learned that the Babylonians eat raw fish because they have abnormal dispositions. Rabbi Yudan asked the question, since Kusim eat salkura fish raw, may one use them for an Eruv? And the Gemara does not answer this question. Shmuel bar Shilas b'shem Rav, pa'apuin b'gudgonios, v'chalugloys, chalugloys, ma'arvin bahen, bon kami haydin yeinin, amaloin, kakulin, v'handukaki upaupachini. Shmu ba'ashiles, quoting Rav, said that one may make an eruv from pipuin, gudgenios, and chalugloys. They asked him what they are, and he said they are kikulin, handukaki, and paupachini. We come now to the next Mishnah. Midazu amur b'chehanu, ulevim yisraelim, hayamatsil, noisen, mechze, the Mishnah says this measure applies to Kahanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. If he wants to save some for poor relatives, he takes half and gives away half. If he only has a small amount remaining after taking for his relatives, he should place it before the poor, and they divide it between themselves. And the Gemara says, Rav Yonah Potter, Masisin, Beyoise, Bekashir, Hayamatzel, Noito Mechsa, Noito Mechsa, Abba Bekashir, Lehayam Mut, I should say, Noito Lefneim, Behain Mechalkim Beneim. Rabbeinu says that if he wants to save some, he takes half and gives away half, it says in the Mishnah. That's referring to when there was a large yield with more than enough to give to the poor according to the amounts that we had in the Mishnah earlier. But when there was only the minimum amount, as we discussed over there, he must place it before them and they divide it between themselves. Chizkiah disagrees, and he says that the Mishnah is also referring to when there was the minimum amount. He may still save for his relatives, and therefore the latter statement of the Mishnah means if he had a small amount and wanted to save for his relatives, he takes half and gives away half, as by doing so, it's considered a small amount, and he must then place it before them, and they divide it between themselves. Tani ha-mesavavin ala pesachim ein nizkakin lahen l'chol dollar. The Bais says poor who also collect door-to-door, in addition to receiving the gifts, don't receive the full amounts listed. Amar b'yoina, avalachod delay yifchois lei min al nedun delay. Rabbi Yonah says, as long as he's not giving less than that which he is accustomed to, as the Pasuk says in Devarim, in Perek Tes Vav Pasuk Ches, sufficient for his needs. Hacha Adama ein parichsin la'aniyim begayuin, hacha Adama ein parichsin la'ani ha'ivim makon amakon. The question is, in this Mishnah that we had, you said that you don't give less than half a kava of wheat in the threshing floor, and there, in the next Mishnah, you say you don't give less than half than a loaf of a pundium, which is half a kav, to the wandering poor. Means even though if he receives from the threshing floor, its volume will be reduced when it's made into bread. So these amounts aren't the same. Rav Huna amar tzemehen shlish leitzia. Rav Huna answers, now the quantity of a pundion loaf mentioned in the next Mishnah is actually a third less than half a kav. Rav Yosi b'Rabun mapik leilin nachtoima kador de Rav Huna avlechud ba'adein shi'ur. Rav Yosi b'Rabun would deduct a third from the loaf for the bakers, as Rav Huna had said. However, this is only when he bakes this quantity, but if he bakes a lot, he doesn't need to deduct such a large fraction. Rabbi Mamal said to Rabbi Lai, asked the question, if they saw the poor man go out of the city without asking to sleep there, and he then re-entered it, should we be concerned that he won't ultimately sleep there, and therefore we should not give him the extra amount for sleeping there? Rabbi Lai says they should give him and he should make sure that he doesn't leave.